Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm being broadcast all over North America. Thank you to every person locked in at work, at home, relaxing, maybe you on the road, a lot of people on the road. I'm just here. This is where I'll be with you for one more hour. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us from New York City. You can always tune into the show on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and even a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Me? You want to contact me? If you can do it safely, I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. And then, of course, you can be a part of the show where people can audibly tune in. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So we've had a busy show. Time flies when you're having fun. We've talked about Patrick Mahomes showing up to camp. We've talked about Bill Belichick not getting love and respect. Kirby Smart thinking about a three-peat. We've talked about Madden ratings, Steph Curry's documentary, the Yankees getting smacked tonight by the Angels. Otani is a beast. Man, it's been a busy night. And then we even took a call a few minutes ago. And people are real excited about Messi. I'm excited about Messi. It's a big deal. And so let's do a quick walk around the world. I'm going to get to your calls. And then I want to talk more about Messi. Major League Soccer is actually going to have its All-Star game on Wednesday night in D.C. The MLS All-Stars are going to take on Arsenal in the nation's capital. I'm going to be in D.C. tomorrow checking it all out. And we'll get to Messi momentarily. Since we're on the topic of some of the greats, of which Messi is one of them, let's listen to Patrick Mahomes, who is doing an amazing job by basically showing up early to training camp, setting the tone, not just for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a polite way of, I think, putting the league on notice that, hey, I didn't need to show up, and here the hell I am. This is Patrick Mahomes talking about just the motivating factors to try to go out and win back-to-back Super Bowls.
You look at, there hasn't been a team that go back-to-back since the Patriots in, I think, 03, 04. So everybody's motivated by that. I mean, it's you should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. And so for us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
Okay. Kansas City Chiefs trying to go back-to-back, as you've heard, for the first time that any team's going back-to-back since the Patriots did it in 04. Somebody who was on those two teams that went back-to-back winning Super Bowls, Asante Samuel. Son currently plays for the San Diego Chargers, so it might make you feel old. But Asante Samuel was talking to Brian McFadden, my main man, cornerback, or Super Bowl champion in his own right. And Asante Samuel, he he didn't speak so highly of Bill Belichick and his contributions to those championships. Take a listen.
Is he the best coach in NFL history?
Absolutely not. Are you crazy?
Why not?
Well, look at his record without Tom. You got to win without Tom.
So you're
One
telling
thing
me.
I learned about being great, you got to be great in different situations. It was all Tom. I was there. I saw it. It was Tom. Everybody know it. Tom know it. But he ain't going to admit it because he want to be politically correct. That's why I'm here.
That's why
I'm going to tell the truth.
And you're not afraid.
And I never.
And you got experience to talk the truth.
Because I've been there. I seen it. I confronted him. And we've been through it. And that's how I do.
Okay, we took quite a few calls on Mr. Bill Belichick. Some folks, and this will never change, Bill Belichick is a cheater. Bill Belichick is overrated. And I think some people actually understand the full breadth of what he had to do by organizing the entire situation. If you missed a minute or you missed that hour, go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That was early on in the show. We then heard from someone else who was a coach. College, a little bit different. College coaches tend to be the CEO of the entire football squad, from the recruiting and delegating the actual recruiters. It goes on and on. And so Kirby Smart spoke today at SEC Media Day, and Kirby Smart told everybody, listen, yeah, we're thinking about a three-peat, but what's our biggest threat? It's not another team. It's this.
You know, the threat for us is complacency. The first thing you have to do is acknowledge that it's a threat. Like, if you acknowledge that complacency is a threat, it's the first step towards stomping it out. So we look for two things when we look for people to join our organization. I'm not talking about players. I'm talking about anybody in our organization. Do they love football, and do they embrace being part of something bigger than themselves? Are they selfless?
Okay. That's reasonable. Hopefully he can stomp out some of the DUIs and driving violations out in Athens, Georgia. That would be nice. But there you have it. Three champions. Three greats. You just heard from Patrick Mahomes getting ready for another hopeful Super Bowl run. You heard from Asante Samuel. He's a champion, right? Multiple-time Pro Bowler. I don't agree with him on Belichick. He, without a shadow of a doubt, is one of the greatest coaches of all time. And then you heard from Kirby Smart, kind of digging out his own or making his own path here as he tries to go for a three-peat in college. I mean, damn, that would be impressive. And then speaking of champions, New York Yankees haven't won one of those things since 2009, and everybody's concerned because they suck. They're one of the worst offensive teams in baseball. They've been stricken with injuries. Aaron Judge still hasn't returned from his foot injury. And tonight, the Angels beat them 5-2-1. The New York Yankees could only muster two hits in the entire game. Shohei Ohtani not just leading the bigs in home runs with 35, also tied for the league lead with six of those suckers. And after the game, Aaron Boone had to tell everybody, we suck. We got to do better.
We just weren't able to, you know, really get much of the barrel and the ball enough. You know, we had a base runner, two, you know, first few innings, we were able to work some walks, but, you know, we know we got to be better, period.
Yeah, the New York Yankees in a position where they typically haven't been. With a record of 50-46, they are last in the American League East. They're out of the playoff race right now, and they stink. And so I don't expect anything different as the year continues on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. In a few moments, we're going to talk about Messi, his arrival. He actually did his first practice today on Tuesday. He's planning to make his debut with Inter Miami this upcoming Friday. So we're definitely going to talk about Messi. Let's go to Jim. He is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Yes. I like your show, by the way. But, you know, Josh Naylor should have made the All-Star game. I know it's pretty much an exhibition game and everything, but I think he proved again tonight that I know he's up and coming too, you know, and a lot of guys that get in the game are just like from their past history. But I think the baseball world ought to take notice. Okay. Do you agree?
I don't know if I agree, because I personally got to be honest, I don't care. And I think that's the bigger issue. If you want to think about an all-star, what are the Guardians' record right now? What are they at, like 500?
Yeah, I think they're 500 right now.
Yeah, so how can we talk about somebody who wasn't an all-star last week? That was last week, and the team that he plays on is almost irrelevant in, like, the big landscape of baseball.
Well, we're still in contention for the division, as crappy as the division might be.
But But baseball is so regional now, and we talked about this last week surrounding the All-Star break. There were All-Stars competing in the game that a good majority of America had no idea who they were. And the All-Star ratings were some of the lowest that they have ever been. And so if you want to look at a particular player and say that he deserves the honor of being an All-Star, I certainly understand that. But being named an All-Star doesn't hold the same weight that it used to, because ain't nobody watching.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too concerned about himself. He said he didn't expect to get in.
What is he? Is he? He's still arbitration eligible. Yeah, he's... Listen, all he's concerned about is his money. I don't think he gives a damn. So making an all-star team would certainly help him, but I think he wants his cash, not the recognition. Good luck with the rest of the season, Jim.
Okay, JR. I appreciate it, man.
No problem, brother. Have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I mean, all-star game was last week. Team is they're below 500. Who's thinking about this? No, nobody. Only him and his parents. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
JR, what's up, man? You doing all right?
I am absolutely amazing. What's going on?
I'm doing pretty well myself, man. Thanks
Good.
For taking the call again.
Sure, sure.
So, switching the gears to the NFL, which may seem like a bit of a irrelevant division, but that's why I wanted to bring it up. Okay. NFC South. Hmm. Like, obviously,
the best of the worst?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, there's not much of a contender there, and I don't have much of a dog in the fight, but I know you kind of, you know, you represent that area. You work out of that area quite a bit, being around Atlanta, so... Is there a team that's going to step up? Obviously, someone has to win that division. None of them had a winning record last year.
Well, by process of elimination, you're up in the Carolinas. Can we just eliminate, like, the Panthers? Can we get them out of here?
Yeah. We could get them out of there for this year, man, even though there's some hopes for them to have a good defense. That offense ain't working. And they're out.
If we continue to move on down, let's think about Tampa. They no longer have Tom Brady. They got Baker Mayfield and then Trask. And you got guys on the team who are saying that we're going to be even better now without Tom Brady, which I think is nuts. Can we peg them at – look, they basically were at 500 last year with Tom Brady. Can we put them at that same level, give or take?
I mean, give or take, yeah, but no give, take.
Yeah, but they can definitely, Tampa Bay can definitely be a disaster, but I can't see them being better than they were last year. That moves us to New Orleans that now has Derek Carr, and then you have Atlanta, which I think has definitely improved its defense. They have Ridder, not that anybody knows what he's going to do. People have no idea. They might be excited, but they have no clue. And then, you know, Heinicke he's okay. And one thing about Heinicke is he's not going to quit. And so if I have to think about who I have the most confidence in, by process of elimination, although every team has its question marks, whether it's new quarterback, young quarterback, washed-up quarterback, rookie quarterback, I would feel most confident in Atlanta, New Orleans, and in Tampa to either really sink or swim. So I feel good about Atlanta winning the NFC South.
I'm not too far from that. I mean, if Derek Carr can come in there and still ball and prove that he's still got that arm and that accuracy, but it depends on his skill players and his offensive line and defense all the way around. If they could put it all together, I think the Saints could win it as well. But
yeah, there are question marks, I feel, and there's question marks with all of these squads. It's health on New Orleans. I had a chance to see them quite a few times up close and personal last year in New Orleans and here in Atlanta. They're a crapshoot. It's going to be tough. If you're putting money down on anybody in the NFC South, be prepared to be on a wild ride. It wouldn't shock me if this division went all the way down to the wire towards the final week or so of the season. It's going to be that type of ride.
Yeah, it kind of did that last year because, again, I believe none of those teams had a winning record, correct?
They all stunk. Tampa Bay didn't even have a winning record, no.
No, they were 8-9, and they won the division, and I believe all the three other teams were 7-10. Am I right about that?
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And it could be a similar scenario this year. I don't think Carolina wins more than six games.
It's like crabs in a barrel in the NFC South. One guy's going to come out on top, and they're just going to beat the living hell out of each other. We got to wait and see.
Yeah.
In due time.
I know it wasn't the most interesting topic, but thanks for taking the call again, because it's something that's going to be talked about the next few months,
Joe,
for sure.
Joe, listen, man. People love football. You good. Thank you for calling, man. Let's talk soon.
We will, man. Thank you, JR. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you, Joe, for calling from North Carolina. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Messi mania is going wild. Messi made his debut on the practice field. He's expected to make his debut on the pitch formally this upcoming Friday. He is a Florida man. He is going shopping. I can't call him an American because he's not. He's just making $50 to $60 million in America. And just I think most certainly, he's going to help grow the game. It's just a matter of to what degree. And so one of our callers talked about him and his impact. Well, the commissioner of MLS, Don Garber, he talked about Messi, and we're going to hear from him on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about sports and for you to go ahead and do the same. And one of the biggest sports stories, it's a big one, especially the amount of attention it's garnering. The biggest professional athlete on earth is Lionel Messi. And he is now here in the United States of America. We saw the photos and the videos of him last week shopping in Miami. He had his unveiling, this nice press conference, if you want to call it that, or it was more so an event this past Sunday, and he practiced for the first time on Tuesday down in Miami. Major League Soccer is going to be holding its All-Star game Wednesday in Washington, D.C. Messi won't have anything to do with that, but this upcoming Friday, he's not going to be playing against MLS competition, but MLS has something that's called the League's Cup. and MLS is going to be playing against squads and teams from Mexico. And so they'll be playing against a team called Cruz Azul. And so this is going to be the first time that Messi suits up for Inter Miami. And every place that Messi goes is going to be absolutely nuts. He basically signed a 2.5-year deal. It's going to pay him between $50 and $60 million per. And quite frankly, Inter Miami, the team, sucks. But nobody matters, or excuse me, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Sergio Busquets, who used to play with him over in Barcelona, expected to join. Luis Suarez, if you're a football or soccer fan, you're familiar with him. He's a great player, but he likes to bite people, literally. Imagine standing at the free throw line biting another individual. He's trying to get out of a contract to see if he can come over to Inter Miami. So this is a big deal to have Messi here in the United States of America, and it is going to be a traveling circus anywhere that he goes. MLS Commissioner Don Garber, he spoke to ESPN FC, football division of ESPN, about what Messi coming to MLS means. Listen to this.
When you have, in my opinion, the best player to ever play the game, say MLS is his league of choice, that is just a momentous moment for Major League Soccer, and I think is going to tell the world that, you know, we're a league that has great aspirations and is going to attract great players and great partners and do wonderful things in the years ahead.
Yeah, I like, and Don is a good dude to interview or talk to. We'll get him on the show pretty soon to talk about this directly. Ironically, Cristiano Ronaldo, well, you would say, is Messi's foil. He pretty much said the opposite. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo did what Messi did not do. Cristiano Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia and took their money. And Cristiano Ronaldo basically said in an interview, he said the Saudi league is better than MLS. He basically went on to say, I opened the way to the Saudi league, and now all of the players are coming here. He said in a few years, the Saudi league is going to be better than some of the other leagues in Europe, namely the Turkish league and the Dutch league. And can it be all that better? I get it. We got plenty of dudes going over. Karim Benzema, and I'm starting to throw out names that people might not be familiar with. Can we say that legitimately when it's just for the money? And then some of these dudes are older. Like Ronaldo is 38 years old at this point in time. So you just went for the money. You didn't go for the competition. And so give MLS some time. And I don't know, is it going to be 10 years, 15 years? The MLS is on its way. And I hope that they can continue to grow. This entire story surrounding Messi, the opportunity, it's going to be fun. There's no other way to put it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, I got a second chance. I had called, like, really at the beginning of the show. And I was on hold, and I admit I just had nodded off. And I heard you calling me. I thought I was dreaming. I heard you calling me, Mike.
Well, you remember you remember better than me because I don't remember calling you. But you're here now.
No,
what's
up? I was up next, and I could hear you, but I thought it was a dream. Or what? I was up next. I could hear you.
Okay, anyway. Mike, but you're here now. What's
up? I'm here now. What I was going to say is that what do you think? I mean, it's no question that athletes these days in all sports are bigger, stronger, and faster than in the past. But how come pitchers, I mean, I know it's the way the game evolves now where you got, like, somebody to go five innings and it's great and then you got the setup man and all. But, I mean, how come pitchers have been babied so much? If the athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster, the pitchers, major league pitchers, I mean, they got pitch counts, they don't have complete games. I mean, Bob Gibson had 28 complete games in 68. And I guarantee this hadn't been 28 complete games if you combine the two major leagues in years. What do you think the difference is as far as baseball, as far as how the pitchers
well,
have kind of like
it's the money.
The money.
That's what it comes down to. Look, pitching is violent. Like You name me a pitcher who hasn't had, and I'm talking recent, hasn't had some type of traumatic injury, traumatic situation. Name me one.
Yeah, I don't know though, Jerry.
Yeah, you'd be hard pressed. Most pitchers have some type of ailment at some point in their careers. And when you think about the type of money that gets thrown at pitchers, I mean, we got a guy who's going into the Hall of Fame the day he quits. We can look at someone like Verlander. He's coming off of a Cy Young, and he won a Cy Young after the injury, and now he's trying to round back into shape here with the New York Mets. You could think about Max Scherzer dealing with a dead and a tired arm. I don't know. Well, I do know why they're baby to a certain degree. It has a lot to do with getting the most out of your financial investment. And when it comes to pitchers overall, why don't guys have rubber arms anymore? Why don't we get an Al Leiter who can pitch 120 pitches in a game? I think a lot of that comes down to usage. I think that pitchers are pitching younger, coming up and just playing the game. I think by the time they get to the majors, they have miles on their arms. I think about the financial investment. Teams are very careful now to just throw a dude out there knowing that, hey, we got all this money locked into XYZ. We need to be careful. So I think when you combine all of that, I think it leads to babying, man. That's just what it is.
Right. Yeah, like I said, the game has changed now as far as if you go 5 innings, you've done a hell of a job.
I hate it too, man, but I've accepted it. I don't want to hear about a quality start. I don't want to hear about a dude who went 5 or 6 innings and gave up 2. I want to see a starting pitcher go at least 7. You know what?
Right.
Hey, give me 7 innings, throw out a setup man, put in the closer, and let's go home. But everything is so micromanaged. It's it's a game for statisticians and less for baseball fans.
Hey, JR, Douglas is on the line again. You want to talk to him?
Who? What?
Douglas, the guy that wouldn't shut up.
Oh, hell no. He's probably still talking right now. No.
All right, JR, take care, my man.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, Douglas is – Shep, Douglas is getting a lot of airtime, and he's just – he's not even here no more.
Oh, he probably gets more airtime on your show than he does in his own household.
No, he's still talking to somebody right now. He talking to himself. Even if he is, even if he's sleeping, he is talking to himself in his sleep. I feel bad whoever got to talk to that man. He just going. 855-212-4CBS. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. What's up, Clarence?
Hey, JR, what's going on, JR? You still the favorite?
I'm still who?
You still the favorite.
I'm the favorite? Your favorite?
Yes, sir. You're the best.
Well, thank you, man.
I got one quick question. Tyler Murray going to be ready to play this year or what? Or is he going to keep him out?
Who? Belichick or Tom Brady?
Belichick is he's the greatest coach in
NFL
NFL
history. I think he's one of the greatest. Let's see how his career ends, and then we can figure that out, okay?
All right, thanks for taking the call.
No doubt, Clarence. Thank you for calling from Mississippi. Yeah, he's one of the greatest. Anybody who wants to crap on Belichick, just give him a break. He wasn't cheating with he's like an evil supervillain. He wasn't cheating every game. Just give him a break. Yeah, I know. I said give him a break for cheating. Get over it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, thank you so much to all the truckers out there. They be moving everything that you got in your house. wondering how it got there, where it got delivered. It didn't just pop up off the small Amazon truck. At one point in time, it was on the big one. Shout outs to everybody helping the economy move along. It's been a fun show. It's been a busy show. As I mentioned, tomorrow the MLS is All-Star game is going down in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be working with the MLS on an Agents of Inclusion episode. If you're not familiar with Agents of Inclusion, it's the podcast that I started with Special Olympics and Odyssey to highlight some of the amazing stories of Special Olympics athletes. There's so many great stories. We talked about the Steph Curry documentary, and he has an amazing story. We know about the story of LeBron. I'm sure many of you will find out the story of Lionel Messi coming out of Argentina and having a growth disorder and Barcelona bringing him in. These are the type of things that you'll learn about, but there's so many amazing stories in our neighborhoods. And so please go ahead and Google Agents of Inclusion. If you check that out, you'll have a better understanding of just some of the heroes and great stories that are in your neighborhood, in your backyard. The podcast is called Agents of Inclusion. MLS has an amazing program where they participate in unified sports, which allows people with and without intellectual disabilities to play sports at a high level. This ain't no, hey, just come and play. This is legitimate. They're out there balling and trying to win. And so there's a soccer match that I'm going to check out tomorrow in D.C., and MLS has its All-Star game against, or its MLS All-Stars will take on Arsenal. So a lot of fun going down in Washington, D.C. Let's get to some of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Jody Mack is going to hold it down for me tomorrow. Shep, that's Jody's holding it down, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So let's get to some of your calls, and then we're going to get ready to roll out. Let's go to Matthew calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going?
It's going very well. What's up?
Hey, I just want to talk about, the running back situation. Everybody, a lot of analysts from First Take, ESPN, complaining about how, running backs are not getting paid, specifically Josh Jacobs and,
Saquon Barkley and Tony Pollard.
There
yes.
You go.
We talked about it for about 4 hours last night here.
Yeah. My thing is, he has a pretty good year this past year. But the past 2 years, he had his injuries. And I just think these owners and GM see that a lot of running backs are coming out. Like, look at the 2022 draft class. You got guys like Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Isaiah Pacheco, Damian Pierce. So these owners and coaches know that there's going to be running backs coming out to get the job done, And, Saquon Barkley, he's a good running back, but you can't expect to get paid for one good year when you can't be really reliable just like the past two seasons. So that's
yeah,
all
sure.
He had a high ankle sprain
and a yeah. torn ACL. That's reasonable, yes.
Yeah. And one more thing, JR. I want to give credit to Ezekiel Elliott. He averaged 5 touchdowns. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I look at stats all the time. And I want to give props to Elliott, man. He averaged 5 touchdowns, more than 5 touchdowns a game every season. And that's probably battling with injury, playing half of the season, 8-9 games, who knows. But for someone who hasn't got paid, if it's anybody, it's probably him.
Wait a minute.
Take him a call.
Ezekiel Elliott hasn't gotten paid? What am I missing here? He got his contract. He played through it, and now he's done. What am I missing on him not being paid?
When I say that, JR, to keep him around, to
give
him
that extension. He's done. What do you want from him? They gave him a $90 million deal, and they cut him because he's done.
Last year was a pretty good year. Let me just say this.
It's not. Wait, stop. You don't got to talk over me, Matthew. What do you think this is?
I'm sorry.
At the barber? When's the last time you've been to the barbershop?
Hey, that was Friday.
And were you in a barbershop, y'all just yelling at each other?
My bad, JR.
Yeah, we're not at the barbershop. Listen, Ezekiel Elliott has fallen off over the past few years, where Tony Pollard has deserved every touch he's
got. Exactly.
So what are we talking about here?
I'm just – look, last year he had 12 touchdowns, the year before 10. I'm saying he's been the most consistent, JR. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, consistently falling off, Matthew. Go look that one up, okay?
Oh, my. Okay, JR, you take care.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you. You have to remind him, man, we're not in a barber. You don't got to yell over me. I'm not doing that, man. Just slow down. Dom is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dom?
What's up, Jay? I'm going to try to quick. I want to talk
about. Uh-oh.
There seems to be this, like, perception from the outside looking in, also in San Diego, that it's, like, impossible how bad this team has been so far this season. But, I mean, if you deep it and you look at the roster that A.J. Preller built, and I'm blaming it all on him. I mean, it's not the manager. At the end of the day, the players are the ones on the field, but the roster's not deep at all. I mean, they were running guys like Rougned Odor out there every day. He just got DFA'd today. Matt Carpenter is on a 2-year deal, getting paid way, way more than he should be.
He's coming off of an injury, too. He's done.
Yeah, he's old, too. Nelson Cruz is 45 years old. They only gave him $1 million, but, I mean, he didn't have an extra base hit for the last month and a half that he was here. I mean, I could go up and down the roster. There's no bullpen depth. There's no starting depth. Seth Lugo went down for like a month, and we were running guys from AAA out there every 5-6 days. I mean, it's to me, it's who I watch, or I try to at least, you know, pay attention every day. It's really not a surprise. I mean, the roster is not as deep as it was last year, and it's really, there's so many holes, and it's pretty obvious to see why.
Okay.
In under 500 right now.
Well, thank you, Dom. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good night, bro. Thank you.
You as well. Let's go from San Diego to Massachusetts and go to Mike. What's up, Mike? You're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay. Thank you. That was easy. Hey, Shep, that was easy, man.
He must have been called back. He's probably going to call back in a minute.
No. We don't want him to.
No, trust me. I ain't putting him through again.
Yeah, we don't want that. What do they say? Easy, so easy a caveman can do? Isn't that what they say?
Is what they say, yes. I have a feeling Jake in New Hampshire will not do that to you.
That's Geico, isn't it?
Yes.
So
then they had a failed show out of it.
Wait. They turned that caveman stuff, they turned it into a television show?
Network TV. Didn't last long.
Get out of here.
Dead serious.
What did they do, a pilot that bombed, or?
Couldn't have said it better or more concise myself.
Listen, some things you just got to leave alone. The caveman was good for the commercials, but who wanted to see what was the guy called? He was just a caveman in modern day. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So who's that? So Nick Kroll, I think.
I don't know.
Are you familiar with that guy?
Who?
Nick Kroll. So he's a comedy writer. He was. He's done a lot. He's done a lot. He's been in the game for a minute now. He was in that.
No, I don't know who that is.
Gotcha. If you Google Nick Kroll, JR, I promise you, you'll recognize his face.
How do you spell that? C-R-O-E-H-L,
K-R-O-L-L,
something like that?
I believe he was with Amy Poehler for a while. They were together.
Amy Poehler. That's, you know, Amy. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I knew you knew Amy Poehler, yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
Yes, he was in Caveman.
Well, okay, all right. Yeah, okay, I get it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I need to let you know this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week isn't so much a player. He's a manager. His name is Aaron Boone. The New York Yankees go down tonight to the Angels, 5-1 out in Anaheim. The Yankees could only muster 2 hits. The Yankees are pathetic. And Aaron Boone, hey, he's defending his squad. He was asked if they're going to quit, and he's just like, no, hell no, we not going to quit. Listen to Boone.
No. No. Like, there's no quit in it. There's no, we got to fight. Like, we got really good players in there, and a lot of guys that are going through a tough stretch. You know, for some, probably as tough a stretch as they've been in their career. So, You don't take your ball and go home. You stick your nose in there and you grind it out. And you compete your ass off.
Yeah, there you go. So Aaron Boone used to be a player, so he counts. Jake is calling from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jake?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on?
I've always wanted to call into a radio show. I never get in, and I was just I don't always get to catch your show. I'm not a huge sports guy, but you guys do an awesome job. And I wanted to thank you for what you were doing, what you're going to do tomorrow with the intellectual disabled stuff like that. And then I was sitting here, and that Matt guy called, and once he started talking over you, and you just I don't know. That just made me laugh so hard. I just had to call and let you know that. It was hilarious.
Nah, no. Listen, man. I'm just showing up to talk and having a good time. And it just reminded me of going to a barber. You ever walk into a barbershop and just a bunch of men yelling about a whole lot of nothing, yelling over each other?
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. Why are we doing this like the barbershop? It's not too difficult to... I stop, you stop, and then we go. But, hey, Jake, I really appreciate you tuning in, man.
Yes, sir. Keep it up, man. Have a good one.
You as well, brother. Be well, be well, be well, be well. Yeah, man, it's all fun. We don't got to yell over each other. When I don't even bother. Shout-outs to my barber. I just walk in. I said, and my barber's a woman. Shout-outs to Tiff. I walk into the barber. I sit down. She does an amazing job, and I leave. No yelling, no screaming. Nobody's yelling with me about LeBron and Michael Jordan. I get my hair done on time, and I leave. I love it. Hey, Shep, another great night, man.
Always, man. JR, by the way, I forgot to tell you this, man. I'll be out Thursday, Friday, and then the following week. So you got Stern and Wall when you get back, man. So you're in good hands, man. Always a pleasure to go back and forth with you. Really is.
Who's the other guy?
Kevin Wall. And then Jack Stern. So it should be should be some good shows, man.
On Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and then I'm out next week as well.
Okay. All good, my man.
Yes, sir.
Well, you rock and roll and do your thing. I'll catch you soon.
Yes, sir, JR. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt. I appreciate you. We're out here just living it up. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. I'll be back with you on Thursday. Jody Mack is holding it down tomorrow. If you want to follow me, keep up with me, I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Shout out to my main man, Shep, for holding it down. Don't move. Here on CBS Sports Radio, Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.